Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 66, and it's called Know When to Fold 'Em. Winter's nearly here, and as we do every year at this time, my wife and I cleaned up the front lawn to prepare for spring. If you know me well, you know it was mostly my wife. This year, we cut back on one of our rhododendrons, extremely, down to the very small stubs. It was an alarming change, but I wasn't worried. We've done this many times before, and while it may seem counterintuitive to cut something down to make it stronger and healthier, any experienced gardener knows that to get the future results you want, short-term sacrifice is often necessary. The same rule of thumb applies with strategy. Choosing what to do or not to do, what to keep, what to trim. Unfortunately, many businesses, both for-profit and non-profit alike, resist this type of productive pruning. There's the temptation of growth. At some point, most organizations experience a slowdown in the growth of their core offerings, and a typical response is to try to make up the difference with new products, new services, new programs. That's fine and not necessarily illogical, but often, however, that causes the organization to find itself in a new business with new services, and sometimes those offerings are a close strategic fit, and other times they're far from the organization's core competencies. When that happens, and while it's true the new offerings may bring additional revenue, they can also bring added complexity and distraction from the core business, draining precious human and financial resources in the process. For example, I worked with a nonprofit that, prior to my arrival, had gradually added programs to the point where they had 14 different offerings targeted to three completely different audiences. They were struggling with both revenues and impact, not to mention having a difficult time explaining to anyone, prospective donors or anyone else, what exactly their mission was. So we ended up cutting everything back that did not support their primary objective. And yes, that meant eliminating most of those programs. But as a result, they were once again able to focus intently on the services that remained, increasing both the impact and donor funding as a result. With that in mind, here are some things to think about as you evaluate and consider cutting back your own operations. One is to make sure you actually have a problem. I worked with a tech company that offered a unique approach to customer surveys, and after a rapid initial start, their growth started to slow. They assumed they had maximized potential for that service and began considering other options. But after further investigation and analysis, it turned out they had barely scratched the surface. They had been targeting the wrong decision makers. By changing their sales and marketing approach, they returned to significant growth without needing to add alternative services and all the complexity that would have come with it. So before you take corrective action, make sure you really have exhausted options along your current path. Two, don't postpone the inevitable. The old adage about staffing, you know, hire slowly, fire quickly, often applies. Organizations tend to have an emotional attachment to the programs or services they offer, even as the market needs evolve and new offerings start to gain traction. The people directly responsible for those programs and services may be especially resistant to having them eliminated. One way to make an objective assessment is to consider whether, if you were starting again today, you would introduce the existing services or not. If the answer is no, the best move is likely to act now and redirect those resources to more fully support the newer offerings. Better to pull the plug on declining programs before you're forced to do so. And three, consider the timing for phasing out programs. While waiting too long can be a mistake, pulling the plug too quickly on existing programs can also be problematic. I worked with a marketing company that focused on generating word-of-mouth marketing for consumer products, and their analysis suggested that part of their offering would ultimately be taken on by larger, more well-resourced marketing agencies. So they prepared to immediately discontinue that part of their services. But while their assessment was correct, we believed that it would take some time for competing agencies to overtake them. We recommended a slow, orderly exit, allowing our client to continue benefiting from associated revenues for a few more years. In this case, exiting too soon would have surrendered valuable revenues for no good reason. In the entrepreneurial world, it's often said, you can't shrink to greatness. And while it may feel more productive and certainly more exciting to build than to cut, a well-thought-out program and managed pruning is often the best solution for improved performance. Thanks for listening.